Chickpeas and potatoes are pretty humble on their own. But that deliciously changes when you season and simmer them in a Caribbean-style dish called chana aloo curry. Chana and aloo are, respectively, Hindi terms for chickpeas and potatoes. Curries made with these staple Indian ingredients, and other ones, were introduced to the Caribbean in the early, mid-1800s. Around that time, the British Empire abolished slavery and many formerly enslaved Africans left the Caribbean sugar cane plantations where they had been forced to work. Indentured, contracted, laborers from India and surrounding countries were then brought into work, and with them came their culinary traditions. Making and eating curry was one of them. And in places such as Trinidad and Tobago, Guyana, Jamaica and other tropical locales, those curries would become an important and much-loved part of their cuisines as well. Curries made in the Caribbean incorporate local ingredients and taste preferences, why they vary in taste from island to island and differ from curries made in other parts of the world. When researching Caribbean recipes for chana aloo curry, I noticed that no two seemed exactly the same. But most used a generous amount of curry powder and other individual spices, which were awakened in hot oil before the other ingredients were added. The latter, in my version of the dish, included onions, canned chickpeas, cubes of potato, vegetable stock and green seasoning. Green seasoning is a flavorful, Caribbean-style, sauce-like mixture that blends such things as herbs, vegetables and ginger. It can be used as a marinade for meat and other things, and as flavoring for curries and other dishes. As with those for chana aloo curry, green seasoning recipes vary. My version blends together such things as cilantro, parsley, celery, onions, green onions, ginger, thyme and spicy red pepper flakes. In many recipes for chana aloo curry and green seasoning, Scotch bonnet peppers are added. And in my recipes, if you like things very spicy, I give you the option to do that. Be sure to wear rubber gloves when chopping and handling these fiery hot peppers, and be careful not to put your fingers near your eyes or skin. Chana aloo curry. This aromatic, very flavorful, Caribbean-style curry is rich with chickpeas, chana, and potatoes, aloo. Serve the curry with rice and roti or other flatbread. You'll find roti for sale at some grocery stores, often in the deli department. Preparation time, 20 minutes. Cooking time, about 25 to 30 minutes. Makes, 3 to 4 servings. 2 tablespoon vegetable oil, 2 tablespoon Madras curry powder or mild to medium curry powder, 1/2 teaspoon ground cumin, 1/8 teaspoon ground turmeric, 1 medium onion, diced, about 1 cup, 1, 19 ounces, 540 milliliters, canned chickpeas, drained well, rinsed and drained again, see Eric's options, 2 cups peeled, yellow-fleshed potatoes, cut into 3/4 to 1 inch cubes, about 3 to 4 medium potatoes, 1 1/2 cups vegetable stock, plus more, if needed 4 to 5 tablespoon green seasoning, divided, see recipe below, salt to taste, pour oil into a medium pot set over medium, medium-high heat, my pot was 8 inches wide and 4 inches tall. Mix in the curry powder, cumin and turmeric and cook until very aromatic, about 30 seconds. Mix in the onion and cook and stir 2 minutes more. Add the chickpeas and potatoes and cook and stir another 1 to 2 minutes. Pour in the stock, and then mix in 3 tablespoons of the green seasoning. Bring the curry to a gentle simmer, small bubbles should just break on the surface. Now adjust heat, as needed, to maintain that gently simmer. Simmer curry, uncovered, until potatoes are very tender, about 15 to 20 minutes. Mix in a bit more stock, if you find the curry too thick. Mix in 1 to 2 tablespoon more of the green seasoning. Taste the curry and season with salt, as needed, and serve. Eric's options. If you like things very spicy, add 1/4 to 1 small Scotch bonnet pepper, or 1/4 to 1 small habanero pepper, seeds removed and finely chopped, to the curry when mixing in the chickpeas and potatoes. If you want to use dried chickpeas for the curry instead of canned, set 2/3 cup dried chickpeas in a bowl, cover with a generous amount of cold water and soak 8 hours or overnight. Drain soaked chickpeas, then set in a pot. Add 6 cups of fresh cold water, set pot over medium-high heat and bring chickpeas to a boil. Reduce heat until chickpeas gently simmer. Simmer chickpeas for 60 to 70 minutes, or until they are tender, but still nicely holding their shape. Drain chickpeas well and they are ready to use. Green seasoning. This fresh, vibrant green Caribbean-style seasoning blends together herbs, vegetables, ginger and hot pepper flakes. Use it to boldly bolster the flavor of curries, stews, soups and other dishes needing a lift. Preparation time. 10 minutes cooking time. None makes. About 1 cup 1 cup packed cilantro leaves 1/2 cup packed parsley leaves 1/2 cup thinly sliced celery with some leaves 2 green onions, sliced 4 large garlic cloves, sliced 1/2 cup diced red or yellow onion 1.5 teaspoons chopped fresh ginger 1/2 teaspoon dried thyme, pinch or 2 red pepper flakes, see Eric's options, 1/2 teaspoon salt 1 to 3 tablespoon water. Place all ingredients, except water, in a food processor and pulse until finely chopped. Now pour in 1 to 3 tablespoon water and pulse to combine and create a thick green sauce. Transfer green seasoning to a jar, seal and refrigerate until needed. It will keep several days in the refrigerator. See Eric's options. Eric's options. If you like things very spicy, add 1/4 to 1 small Scotch bonnet pepper, or 1/4 to 1 small habanero pepper, seeds removed and sliced, to the green seasoning before blending it. The leftover green seasoning you have after using some in Chana Lu curry could be frozen, as you would pesto, to thaw and use at another time. Akis at timescolonist.com. Eric Akis is the author of 8 cookbooks. His columns appear in the Life section Wednesday and Sunday.